And welcome to Off the Record, a special edition of Gramcast where we take a deep dive into a story with the help of reporter who brought it to light. Today we are discussing a story from rural Alipurduar in West Bengal, where National Highway Authority of India has acquired lands for almost 3 years now in order to extend the highway. But the government is yet to compensate the farmers in full. These villagers have now moved to High Court demanding full compensation and alleging that there has been a 100 crore fraud, with the money being sent to fake accounts. I'm Archita Puranik from 101 Reporters, and I'll be speaking to Probir Parmanik, who covered this story for us. Hi Probir, let's begin this podcast with your introduction.
First of all, thank you for having me on your podcast. I am Probir Parmanik. I am an independent journalist based out of Siliguri in West Bengal. I have been a journalist for almost more than 3 decades, having worked in the Telegraph, the Hindustan Times, and various national and international news agencies. So I basically report on the region, which is very full of news, this area. I report on the the sub Himalayan region, on environment, on geopolitics, and conservation and wildlife.
So Probir, what has been the update in the story since you have visited Alipurduar?
It's been over a month since I visited this spot where this land acquisition has taken place. Since the matter of the compensation has been questioned in the Jalpaiguri Circuit Bench of the Calcutta High Court, nothing much has taken place in the sense of the starting of the work. The work that is going on is on the land that belongs to the State Public Works Department. They are filling up, they are leveling the field land, yeah, and things like that. But actual work on the land acquired from the farmers has not yet started, because of legal issues. Even though the authorities, which I mean the National Highway Authorities of India and the local civil administration, have been repeatedly visiting these villages where farmers have lost their land. Earlier, they used to be accompanied by the police, but since since the court is hearing the case, the police personnel have stopped accompanying the officials, mostly senior officials of the National Highway Authorities of India. Okay. Every second day, they visit this, disputed places with, excavators, which they locally call JCBs, and, dumpers full of soil, and they try, and the farmers, those who have lost their land, they protest, and they send, it's like a kind of a everyday, face to face, and then the authorities, the officials go back. And the farmers keep saying that give us, the right compensation, and we will hand over the land immediately.
What kind of intimidation tactics are being used by the police and the government officials against these farmers, and how are they responding to it?
See, basically, the authorities, which includes the police, the local officials, as well as the officials of the National Highway Authorities of India, they come in huge, motorcades along with excavators, right, and things like that. And they try to intimidate the villagers by saying that we will just bulldoze your property. Some of these farmers who have lost their land also have dwellings beside their, farmland. So they come and they threaten them, because most of them are, illiterate people and agriculturists. So, they try to intimidate them by this threat, bringing in large number. Earlier used to have, a posse of 500 police personnel suddenly entering a village and saying we'll just dismantle everything. And the villagers have started, opposing it. Yeah. All of them gather together and they stand in front of them. Okay, so that face-to-face, face-off is taking place. And Earlier, then the local police used to come at night and, you know, like, to threaten them and saying, you know, like, we will crush your, you know, so-called agitation and by force, if you don't listen, if you don't hand over your land, please take whatever compensation is being given to you and just move out of this place. Okay. So, but after the cases were filed, there were several cases, you know, tranches, a slew of cases were filed against different authorities and all. And this has slowly come down. You know, the police are no longer being seen on the, you know,
ground.
They are not accompanied.
Yeah. Okay.
It is the National Highway Authority's officials and some local, you know, representatives, political as well as civil administration.
So, what is the best case scenario? How can this be resolved for the farmers?
The best scenario is, according to what the farmers are saying, is that they are hopeful that by the next hearing, this case was in the division bench of the High Court, and the division bench, first it was filed in the single bench, then it went to division bench, and then the division bench has now sent it back to the single bench of the High Court, saying, you know, they are waiting for a formula, compensation formula, under the new 2013 Land Act. The best scenario, the farmers are also saying, that let the court formulate a compensation package according to the Schedule 1, 2 and 3 of the new 2013 Land Acquisition Act, which says transparency and, you know, adequate, equally it should be given. Nobody should feel you know, that they have been shortchanged and things like that. So they are waiting for that, and they are saying the moment that is decided, the moment we get compensation in accordance to those that new formula that they are hoping the court will come out with, they will leave their land. They have no objection in obstructing in the development of the country. They will immediately, you know, hand over their land. They are saying within an hour, if we, you know, get compensation. So they are ready to do that. Okay. But they are saying, let us till then, let us live in peace and not be intimidated regularly, you know, with bulldozers and all this, you know, this they are getting tired of it. And, you know, they are saying that we will, they are also threatening that we will take a, you know, our agitation will take a bigger, you know, kind of, it will become big. They'll have rallies, they will have hunger strikes, and they will, you know, hold awareness programs. If necessary, they'll move, you know, their agitation will, they take rallies to the state capital and things like that, you know, bigger, man.
Would you like to add anything else which you missed out in article?
No, I would like to add the things that there were so many cases that Savita Roy has encouraged other farmers who have lost land from the other panchayat areas to come forward. That is something that I did not really touch on earlier. Okay. So slowly, because they feel, you know, the other panchayat areas feel that they are, the panchayat that I have made a case study of, the farmers have received slightly higher compensation than the other, you know, other panchayat areas that we have not really studied. So there is a lot of, you know, difference in the amount that they have received. And the thing that I have not mentioned, I mentioned is that, see, even though these people are giving compensation for their land, there is no rehabilitation plan. So even with the amount that they are going to get, they are saying it will become nearly impossible to buy land and rebuild their lives, you know, build a house. You understand? Because they have most of the farmers who have lost their land are also losing their homes.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So that is the biggest worry. Okay. I think that is their biggest worry, that they want. Maybe, you know, recently, yesterday, the West Bengal government has announced a compensation because they are also acquiring something for a bigger project, and where they have, you know, they are giving a rehab package to the land losers. Okay. So these poor farmers also hope that they hope that, you know, something on those lines can be, you know, offered to them, because fine, they are losing their farmland. as well as their homestead, but they are afraid that they will not be able to rebuild their life, like I said, or buy a property and build a house in future.
Let's see what the court decides for these farmers.
22nd, yeah.
Yeah, 22nd. Thank you, Probir, for talking to us and writing this amazing article with us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
Tune into our podcast for more Indian anecdotes. Gramcast, unheard stories from rural India. Now available on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Google Podcasts.